and he may even sue the radio station. WAAF management says they've offered to let the mayor throw pies in the DJ's faces to raise money for charity, but tonight Opie and Anthony told me they will not go along with that.
This is where it gets stupid.
You think saying the mayor was dead was crossing the line, though?
Yeah. I feel bad that the mayor's, you know, wife heard it. Who knew that the mayor's family is fans of the Opie and Anthony show?
Tom Menino was very upset. Adding to his anger was the fact that the on-air personalities never apologized.
We apologize to the mayor.
Never apologize.
I am sorry, mayor.
I will not accept the apology this time.
I am sorry, mayor.
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
What?
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
This is going to get you fired.
I am sorry, mayor.
You make me sick, you fat sack of crap.
The station initially tried to parlay this incident into a publicity stunt. Station owners did take the situation very seriously, and today they acted.
Opie and Anthony repeatedly announced
April Fool's Day hoax.
WAAF DJs Opie and Anthony, who like to refer to themselves as demented, told their listeners Mayor Menino had been killed in a car accident. At the time it aired, the mayor's wife Angela thought her husband was in a car on the way to the airport, so she thought it was true.
When
the
mayor's
April Fool's Day hoax.
WAAF DJs Opie and Anthony, who like to refer to themselves as demented, told their listeners Mayor Menino had been killed in a car accident. At the time it aired, the mayor's wife Angela thought her husband was in a car on the way to the airport, so she thought it was true. When the mayor's staff heard about the prank, they demanded a retraction.
Totally irresponsible.
Can anyone take a joke anymore?
Boston Mayor Tom Menino, thankfully, is alive and well, contrary to a radio station so-called April Fool's joke.
WAAF DJs Opie and Anthony had announced on the air the mayor was killed in a car accident in Florida.
Tom Menino is very much alive and not at all amused.
Not at all amused.
It was an April Fool's joke.
Right.
Albeit a tasteless one.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, some of the listeners actually found it very funny. And yeah. I do want to state that because we're getting a lot of, you know, flack that it was just, you know, shocking. There is some comedic value to it.
Now, the mayor plans to file a complaint to the FCC, and he may even sue the radio station. WAAF management says they've offered to let the mayor throw pies in the DJ's faces to raise money for charity. But tonight, Opie and Anthony told me they will not go along with that.
This is where it gets stupid.
You think saying the mayor was dead was crossing the line, though?
Yeah. I feel bad that the mayor's, you know, wife heard it. Who knew that the mayor's family is fans of the Opie and Anthony show?
Tom Menino was very upset. Adding to his anger was the fact that the on-air personalities never apologized.
We apologize to the mayor.
Never apologized.
I am sorry, mayor.
I will not accept the apology this time.
I am sorry, mayor.
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
What?
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
This is going to get you fired.
I am sorry, mayor.
You make me sick, you fat sack of crap.
The station initially tried to parlay this incident into a publicity stunt. Station owners did take the situation very seriously, and today they acted.
Opie and Anthony repeatedly announced that Mayor Tom Menino had been killed in a car crash. Now WAAF has suspended the DJs indefinitely without pay. Mayor Menino is also seeking sanctions from the Federal Communications Commission.
Let's kick it!
Today, Opie and Anthony were gone. Fired.
Fired.
Opie and Anthony are unemployed tonight.
Opie and Anthony have been terminated.
Fired.
And that looks like the last you're going to hear from either of these DJs for a while.
And if the former WAAF Afternoon Drive duo are looking for sympathy, they better not look on the streets of Boston.
I agree with that. I think they should have been fired. Absolutely.
I think they should have been fired.
It's like someone saying that my mom is dead.
Opie and Anthony are off the air for good. Losers.
Opie and Anthony have been fired.
It was all just a joke.
Opie and Anthony delivered the joke on April Fool's Day, but the punchline knocked them right out of Boston radio.
They're dead air as far as their radio show is concerned.
That's no joke.
The station's keeping kind of a low profile as a couple of its top DJs go to no profile.
Instead of delivering jokes, Opie and Anthony are going to be delivering audition tapes.
Mayor Menino had no comment on that tonight, but in a statement, he said,
hopefully this incident will give all broadcasters pause.
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 When they make statements which are
false
and irresponsible.
Piss off.
Opie and Anthony killed Menino.
We killed the mayor of Boston. Don't F with us.
Opie and Anthony. We're nobody's bitch.
Can anyone take a joke anymore?
107, the Oakland Athletic Show. WNW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Getting ready to play What Do We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show. We'll do that in a little while. Brother Joe in the studio with Laird.
Laird!
Goddamn Laird.
Laird! Here I am.
And we forgot.